Tessa's caught in her lie, and Ashley and Jack finally figure everything out with Jabot in this week's Restless Rap. So stay tuned as we discuss everything, all the crazy events that have happened in The Young and the Restless for this week.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey everyone, I'm Rachel Goodman, and thank you for tuning in to this week's Restless Rap. You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at Rach Goodman, or on Facebook at Rachel Ann Goodman. Also, we have a Facebook page at Restless Rap, where you can always go and comment and discuss this week's Y&R before we actually have the show. I'll also post the link on there as well for anyone who wants to like and follow that page so that you can always see what's going on. Before we get started, I wanted to give a shout out to Clex Anvers Love. She actually went ahead and posted in the Facebook group, or Facebook page, not a group, Facebook page this week, and she had a couple of comments to say about Tessa and Mariah and how hard it was for her to watch Mariah's reaction while Noah read Mariah's journal. We will definitely get to that. The other thing I want to do is give a shout out to all the wonderful people we have in the chat. We have Clex Anvers Love, Taylor Jones, Jacob Marquez. We have Hubby Joe. We have Aaron. Thank you all so much for joining. It's going to be a very interesting show to talk about. Simone Francois, we have. Oh, Turtle Slayer Turtleman. Thank you guys for all joining. I'll be reading your comments throughout tonight. So if you have anything you want to say or add to what I'm saying, please feel free to chime in. For anyone who's also listening live right now, if you want to actually call in and talk on the show, the number you can call is 424-253-0749. So if you are watching live right now at 5:12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Sunday, please go ahead and call in and we'll start chatting. I'd love to hear what you all have to say. So couple comments to read here. Taylor Jones, love my AfterBuzz family. Definitely, it is a very awesome family feel, especially everyone who's in the chat. You are my family of co-hosts, so thank you for joining. I think the biggest thing to really touch on first is everything happening with Tessa, Mariah, Noah. Even Sharon is worth mentioning because she does have something to do with everything that's happening this week, a little tiny bit. Clexandra Love says, if you ask me, Noah got exactly what he deserved for pushing Mariah. Yeah, and we have another comment. Taylor says, freaking Noah, ugh. You know what? I actually agree with you guys. The way that Noah was reacting, it kind of made me angry here's the thing. I get why Noah would be really upset, and it wouldn't make sense if he wasn't angry. So in that sense, it was almost like I understood why Noah would be like that. And it was a very rational response to have, to be angry, finding out that your girlfriend technically cheated on you, and especially cheated on you with someone that is your sister, who should have your back. And number two, I think why Noah was so hurt by all this is because he even admitted he was jealous over the Tessa Mariah relationship. He didn't know it had any, he didn't know it was anything romantic at all, but he was still jealous over their connection, period, regardless of whether it was platonic or romantic. And I think this just kind of set him over the edge because he felt betrayed. So I get why Noah would be upset, but I couldn't help but feel annoyed and angry with him, whether he was dealing with Mariah or even Tessa. And Tessa, she made me angry too because of how she was acting and the fact that she lied and wouldn't tell the truth. But we'll get there. Let's go over this week. First we had everything going on with Devon. Basically, Devon and Noah, they end up confronting Tessa. And at this point, I was expecting Tessa to fess up. I knew she wouldn't, but I was expecting, in my hopes for her character, I hoped that she would have confessed to what she did and at least, you know, not necessarily tell the whole story, but at least admit that she did steal the words. I was pretty disappointed that she made a guarantee to Devon that she did not steal words. I don't know what she was thinking. Obviously, she was thinking that she wasn't going to get caught. But it's just so irritating, and it was really annoying to see her do this. Meanwhile, Hillary's talking to Mariah. Hillary and Mariah had a bunch of really integral scenes this week. I can't believe I'm even saying this, but I definitely like Hillary a lot more than Tessa at this point. We have a couple of comments in the chat. Taylor Jones says, Tessa is actually a train wreck. Aaron Brody says, Noah was very hurt and betrayed by everyone in his family. Yeah, and I understand that. I don't know why. I just felt annoyed with him as he was getting angry, even though in my head I can rationalize why, obviously, he would react like this. It makes complete sense. Not to kind of get on a tangent here, but we have JS Dogfan. Hi, all. This is my first Restless Rap chat. So excited to be here. Hi, welcome to Restless Rap. If you have any comments, feel free to just type whatever you want, and I will I'll read them as we go along here. So Simone says, I was not mad at Noah for his reaction, but how he went about the diary. She said no, and he kept pushing it. And that's the thing. It's Mariah's diary, and I get that they're brother and sister, but here's my problem. Yeah, they're close. They need to have each other's back. What Mariah did was technically wrong in some way. I get it. She should have been honest with Noah. But on the other hand, it's her personal diary. And a brother and sister, they're not going to share. They're not going to voluntarily share their diary with each other. And it was kind of wrong for Noah to kind of jump to the conclusion that Mariah was either overreacting or was maybe lying about the journal in the first place. And then when he realized she was telling the truth, he could have stopped with the words that he read. Now, in all fairness, I do think Mariah should have told Noah the truth months ago, or at the very, you know, very worst case scenario, Mariah should have told Noah the truth during this conversation instead of letting him read it. And if she knew he was going to go to that next page, I think he kind of pushed to go to the next page. He didn't just, you know, go there. And then finally she agreed to it. I think she should have said, hey, wait a minute. Let's take a breath. Let me tell you what you're about to read. Let's talk about it. And if maybe they had had the conversation, he probably still would have been upset, but it might have gone over just slightly better. Aaron, I was so proud of Mariah for ending things with Tessa. Yeah. Taylor, it's Mariah's diary, not Noah's diary. I agree with that. Aaron Brody says, poor Mariah having your diary invaded by everyone this week. JS Dog Fan says, Noah should have just read that one page and not go any further. I agree. Hubby Joe says, yeah, Noah was being too pushy and nasty. Brittany Duran, hey, Brittany. Brittany Duran says, if I write a diary, wouldn't let my siblings read it. Yeah, and that's the thing, is that I get that Noah and Mariah are supposed to be close. It was very, I didn't find his reasoning to be justified for him to think that he had a right to go into her diary. And he seemed to be pushing this idea that he, as her brother, had a right to read it. And okay, fine, he didn't say the words, but he kind of implied that. And that is so wrong. It's her diary. And yeah, she wrote the words without any intention of anyone else ever reading them. I will say this, though, about Mariah. If she was going to write that in her journal, she probably should have considered investing in a journal with a lock. Just a thought. And they do make them. They are very popular. Lock with a key, so that if anyone did stumble upon her journal, that would be the end of it. I think I said this last week too, but for someone who, obviously she's writing in a journal, she was a little too trusting to keep the journal out in the open like that in a coffee shop and just walk away. If I were writing a journal like that, and I were writing about something that I didn't want the general public to know, if I were writing and someone, like maybe an ex-boyfriend or an ex-somebody, was sitting out in the open near my journal, I know that Mariah didn't have a reason not to trust Tessa with something like that, but if I knew that person was in the vicinity anywhere, I would not have the journal just sitting out on the table or sitting even in, you know, Mariah had made Tessa aware about this journal. So yeah, I wouldn't have just left it, but I still don't think it's right what Tessa did. Simone, no one has the right to Mariah's personal thoughts, not Tessa or Noah. Taylor says, absolutely love Devon. Devon is a great example for every man in Genoa City. Yeah, so, and Aaron says, I'd burn my diary first before I'd let anyone read it. Clex Anvers, I'm really happy, though, to see that Devon is a really genuinely nice guy. Yeah, I have to give a round of applause for Devon this week. He handled this entire situation really well. I'm assuming, okay, so let's kind of jump a little bit here. So Devon confronts Mariah about the words, basically, and then that's when Mariah tells Devon about this journal. And this is after Tessa has guaranteed to Devon that she did not steal the words. Mariah is basically saying, she did. Here you go, read my journal. Now, we don't know how much of it Devon actually read. We know from Noah reading it that that part about the kiss is on the next page. So as far as what we know as the audience, Devon doesn't know that anything happened between Tessa and Mariah. Not that that matters, because the point of the story is that Tessa stole this journal and used it for lyrics for a song that she claimed to be her own original music. But Devon's big thing was, well, let's give you a co-author credit. You'll make the royalties. That was awesome, the fact that Devon would do that. And just how Devon was handling the whole thing. He didn't jump to conclusions with Tessa. He did try to basically defend Tessa, his client, until he had pretty solid proof that Mariah was actually that the words had been stolen from Mariah. Now, I do want to say this, though. When Mariah does give Devon the journal, he said something along the lines of kind of what I was saying last week about copyright laws and journals. Now, obviously, I am not a lawyer, so don't quote me here. But basically, what I had said last week and what I'm still curious about this week is that with a journal, with writing in general, when you are writing a manuscript or a novel or a script, to back yourself up, you go to copyright.gov and you copyright it. Obviously, Mariah and people in general do not copyright their journals, because why would you copyright a journal? It makes no sense. However, in this particular circumstance, as soon as this whole copyright infringement came up and plagiarism, I started thinking, well, how could you prove, since Mariah did not copyright this journal legally, how could you prove that the journal came before the song? Because anyone could go in after the fact and basically say, okay, well, that song that's a hit on the radio, anyone could go in after the fact, write the lyrics down in their journal, backdate it, and then try to claim that it was their song. So this is just me thinking this. If anyone has legal experience and knows that Mariah would have a case, that would be awesome to hear, because I am really interested to know why Mariah would have a case with this. Not to say that it wasn't wrong, because what Tessa did was wrong, and we know as the viewer that Tessa 100% did this, and that she is, you know, obviously it's true, like, but a judge might not know that. So in any case, even though Devon brings this up and says there's no journal isn't copyright, blah blah blah, and that he did make a good point, Tessa still wrote the music and composed everything, just not those lyrics. So Mariah still says she's going to sue after all this. And which I'm very curious about. In any case, let's see if anyone in the chat has anything to say about that. So, okay, no, we have a couple of comments here, not about the copyright, but about Devon. So Clex Anvers Love said, Devon has the best mindset about it. Nothing he says or does can change it, so there's no use being upset. I'm glad he's still so warm toward Mariah. On that note, though, Noah had no right to tell him. Yeah. Taylor, I have a feeling Noah is going to be homophobic. So, Taylor, I didn't sense that, because when later on, when Noah was talking to Nick, He said he didn't care if Tessa was attracted to women. He just didn't want her to be attracted to women while they were dating, which is completely fair. Just like you don't want to be with someone who's attracted to someone else. So I didn't get the sense that Noah was homophobic. I got the sense that he just didn't like what was being done to him because he felt betrayed. But you never know. It could happen. But so far, I'm not sensing that. JS Dog Fan says, Mariah should start taking money for Tessa's music. It is out there, so why not just make money for it? She can be Tessa's writing partner. That would have worked, but the point is that Mariah doesn't want her words out there, and they were her words, and she has every right to not have them. Because Devon said, as if he made her a co-author, she'd get the royalties. So it wasn't about the money. It was more than that. It was the principle of what was done to Mariah. Clyde's Hat says, there was a leaked video from on set of Y&R. It was legit. I saw it. You can find it online. Okay. The video cut and they were filming the man watching Nick and Chelsea playing with Christian. Okay. CBS released a statement saying they're looking into the leaks. So Adam is definitely coming back. Interesting. Good to know. Let's see. Clexandra Love says, heartbreaking scene when Mariah and Noah were arguing and she's just like, she only wanted you, so I was never a threat to you or your relationship. Yeah, so we'll get to that in a second. Okay, so it kind of goes back and forth. Eventually, Devon says he's not going to do anything with the song. He's going to let it go. He also lets Tessa go. And I felt bad for Tessa, even though she caused this herself. I still felt like, oh, this is really heartbreaking for her, but she did it to herself. I was so torn because half of me was like, oh, I don't want to see this happen to her because, yeah, like she's annoying. I don't like what she did and I'm starting to not like her. But at the same time, I don't want bad things to happen to her. And so Noah ends up breaking up with Tessa. Tessa gets cut from the label with Devon. And yeah, fine, she deserved all these things, but I didn't want it to happen to her at the same time. And, but here's the thing is that first, before Noah goes to actually break up with Tessa, I didn't even know if that was what his goal was. He had gone, he spoke to Victoria, and basically this is kind of backtracking a lot. So he spoke to Victoria before he knew the truth about Mariah and Tessa. He ends up going to see Mariah. That's when he ends up reading the journal, finding everything out, etc. Then Mariah and Noah have another conversation, and I loved this particular scene. Sharon walks out, and Noah can tell by the look on Sharon's face that Sharon already knew the whole time. And he felt so betrayed by both of them, and he felt so betrayed that he even compared the situation to everything that happened with Scott. And I love how Sharon was like, no, no, no. That was an affair. That was different. Well, no, fine. It was technically, yes, different because there was more kissing and more confusion between Scott and Abby. And yeah, they slept together. But was it really that different, though? Because Mariah still had feelings for Tessa, and Tessa may or may not have had feelings for Mariah. We don't know because Tessa has gives so many mixed signals. And Mariah and Sharon knew and didn't say anything to Noah. I understand Sharon in this case didn't want to get in between her children, but as Noah said, no, you did get in between us because you only told one of us the truth and it wasn't me. Yes, I agree with that completely. And in retrospect, it was like I didn't even feel like Sharon. I wasn't in this whole mess, I wasn't even thinking about Sharon so much as I was thinking, obviously, about Tessa, Mariah, and Noah. But when Noah made that point, I was like, oh, that is actually very valid. Sharon did know this whole time, and she didn't say anything. Not that it was her place to say anything, because that probably would have caused more problems. But Sharon should have maybe nudged Mariah to talk to Noah about it. I don't know. It's very kind of a weird situation with that. Let's see. JS Dog Fan says Sharon was really stuck in the middle. Klex Anvers Love says, I will say this much. During the intense fight scene with Noah, Mariah, and Sharon, I broke out laughing at the fact of realization Noah had when Sharon first came down. Yeah, it kind of was like, I loved that moment. But yeah, I could see how that could be a little comical because of the situation. Aaron Brody says, I loved when Sharon threatened Tessa at the coffee house. Yes, that was incredible. I think when I was first starting to watch the soaps back in May, or watch Y&R back in May, I think when I had come into all of this, I think Sharon had her doubts about Tessa. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Nick definitely did at one point. But now it's just interesting to see this all kind of coming full circle. And now Sharon definitely has a major reason not to like Tessa. And unfortunately, Victor might even end up saying, well, I told you so. And that's another thing. Speaking of Victor, let's talk about the gun for a second, because that came up a lot. A couple of people, when they were, I think Noah, and I think maybe someone else, they kept saying, well, Tessa lies about a lot of things. She lied about the gun. And I sort of don't see that gun situation being anything like this at all, because, yeah, fine, Tessa lied about the gun. And, well, not so much lied. It's more like she just didn't mention it and stole the gun. And I could see why Tessa would do that. That actually didn't make me dislike her, because I knew she was doing it for her sister. It's this other situation now with lying about the journal, being in a desperate situation, desperate enough to take someone's journal and use their lyrics, and then not admit to it when it's so obvious what's going on. Leslie says, I'm too late. Oh no, Leslie, you're fine. If you have any comments, I will read them. So, yeah. Let's see. Aaron says, oh, here we go. Hubby Joe first. Noah did not even listen to his dad. Nick told him to go find out all the answers before he loses something good. Then Noah went in like a bull and dumped her. And then Aaron said, right, Joe, Noah's got lots of eggs in his face now. That's the thing, is that Nick gave him advice to go and talk to her. And that's what I think made me angry with Noah. When he went to go and basically talk to Tessa, he didn't really listen to her. And I know Tessa said, yeah, I mean, it would just be excuses, but every time Tessa was about to say something, Noah pretty much jumped in and gave her a mouthful of whatever he was going to say. So Noah didn't find answers. Noah pretty much went and let out some frustration, I guess, but he just broke up with her. And I understand that he's been hurt before, but he didn't give her he didn't go to find his answers. And Nick even said, it was one kiss. Tessa chose you. In all fairness, Tessa did choose Noah. After the kiss, she didn't go out of her way to pursue Mariah as anything more than a friend. She ended up, when Mariah confronted her, Tessa has said repeatedly, I want to be with Noah. So, in all fairness, Tessa has been, other than that one kiss and some of the tension between her and Mariah, Tessa has been faithful to Noah. Now, should she be with Noah? I don't think so. I don't think it's the right relationship, and for so many reasons. But she, in terms of being faithful and doing the right thing with that, I feel like Tessa was, aside from that kiss, doing the right thing. Klex Anvers Love said, I think it has more to do with, like Sharon said, none of us truly know what's going through Tessa's mind. That is completely true. I didn't know Tessa would be someone to steal someone's journal and then not admit to it later when she got caught. Aaron says, Tessa is clearly an opportunist. I hope everyone in Genoa City is done with her. Yeah. Hubby Joe, Noah is the new mini Victor. Interesting. That will be interesting to see. Okay, so I feel like we spent a good chunk of time on Tessa and Mariah. That was, I think, most of the stress was there, and on the arbitration between Jack and Ashley. So let's talk about that. So, all right, we start off the week with basically unexpectedly, I kind of felt like this was very out of the blue. Abby is on a Skype call. She ends up inviting Dina to go to Paris with her, and Dina goes, and Jack ends up letting her go. I mean, not that he could really stop her, because it sounded like a really good situation. But Dina, before she left, she was obviously declining very quickly, to the point where they didn't even know if she knew Graham anymore, if they knew, if she remembered that she was the one who said to, as the next of kin, to take him off the life support. And she just sort of looked like she was looking kind of off into space. So it did seem like she was declining. So she, Tracy ends up taking Dina to Paris, where she's going to go with Abby. And meanwhile, after all, this is a very touching moment before Dina leaves, is she basically tells Jack, who she thinks is her husband, John, that leaving and separating is for the best, that the kids were always happier with John, not her. And even though the way Dina was talking, it was like she was talking to John, it paralleled her situation with Jack and Ashley. And it felt like a goodbye, even though she wasn't saying goodbye to the kids. It felt close enough to that finalized, you know, moment. And like a good note to exit on. So we get to the arbitration. It kind of goes back and forth between Jack and Ashley. I'm surprised they went ahead with it. Well, okay, fine. I guess I'm not surprised. But Ashley seemed like she – well, Jack and Ashley seemed like they both really wanted this to happen, the arbitration, because they just wanted to get this settled with. I love how Jack, throughout this whole arbitration situation, you could see the guilt he was feeling. And you could see that he really does love Ashley. And I think that's what I appreciated the most. Jack, like, he was compared to Victor at one point in this week. But there was an accept in there. And I'm going to say my exception, like, in terms of why I don't think Jack could ever be like Victor. As you all know, I'm not a huge Victor fan. But for me, I like Jack as a character better, because of these moments where he is in arbitration with his sister and he's clearly feeling guilt and upset and pain over the fact that this is happening. Now, I don't know if Victor's ever been, if we've ever seen that from Victor. If you guys in the chat can recall a moment and you want to let me know, that would be awesome and we can talk about that. But in terms of just seeing Jack dealing with this, his human emotions come out so strongly that it would be hard for me to dislike his character no matter what's happening. And I think that's what makes him different to me than Victor. Even though, obviously, Jack has had his own things he's done that weren't the best, his human, his basically, his emotions come out so strongly that I feel like he's a character that is very relatable in different ways. So the arbitrator ends up ruling against Ashley, and the surprising thing is that Ashley basically tells Jack. So Jack and Ashley have this private conversation after the fact, and Ashley says, "I'm done with you, Jack," even though Jack is trying so hard to fix his relationship with his sister, trying to say that he didn't write that clause for her. But I think Ashley's in a position where what's done is done and she can't get over it. And that's a shame, but that's, she's also, you know, standing up for herself. So, we have a couple of comments in the chat. We have Leslie, we have a comment about Noah. Noah didn't want to listen to anyone, not Mariah, not Tessa. Number one, he was so selfish that he didn't listen to his own sister's pain. Also, Tessa acted like, well, okay, you know now, she didn't even disagree. Yeah, that's true. I think that Tessa should have given more of an apology or something. But maybe that's just not something she can do. And I think there's a lot more going on with her than we realize. Aaron, I was so proud of Devon dropping Tessa from the label. Yeah. Me too. I think that was the best thing. And it was good that he said she could stay on as an assistant to pay her bills. But dropping her was definitely the right thing. JS Dog Fan. I like the character of Victor. He is complex. Yes, he is manipulative. An egomaniac and only out for himself. But he's a good villain character and I enjoy watching him. Yeah, I agree. Like, I enjoy the things so far. Like, he definitely brings the drama to the show when he's in action. Clicks Anders Love says, Devon truly is the bigger man. Even after he knows about the kiss and the song and everything else, he's still willing to give Tessa a chance to prove herself. Now, we don't know if Devon knows about the kiss. We know Noah does because Noah went to the next page. My question is, does Devon actually know? Do you guys in the chat think that he does? Or do you think that he doesn't know that part of it? That he just thinks that Tessa stole this diary and just copied those words and that Devon did not make it to the next page? Aaron, Tessa needs to leave town already. I'm done with her. Okay, so just to kind of touch lastly on Ashley and Jack, the only thing that's really important to mention is the fact that Ashley is now going to open up her new company, and for her startup, she has gone to Nikki and Victor. Well, she didn't exactly go to them. Victor sort of saw the opportunity. Speaking of, you know, people looking for opportunities. Victor saw his own door opening there and has kind of convinced Nikki to step up and help him. And I used to like Nikki's character. Is anyone else kind of annoyed with her and just kind of like, because the thing with Nikki is that she is supposed to be friends with Jack. And I know that when she was talking to Ashley, she said, "Well, I haven't heard from Jack," which usually means he's up to something that he knows I wouldn't like. And that's fine. But when Jack finds out that Nikki and Victor are together helping Ashley with all of this, it's not going to go so well for their friendship. And I feel like everything with Jack and Nikki, they started to get together and then it just kind of ended in a weird way. And we don't even know if Nikki and Victor actually... they keep hinting that there might be, you know, that they're definitely going to stick together. Well, not just hinting, it's actually happening. But when they showed at the beginning of the week, when it was like last time on Y&R, and they happened to show the flashback where Nikki says, "We're going to act like we do, that, like, you know, on the outside, like we are a loving couple." You would think that they hinted at that for a reason and that maybe the feelings between Nikki and Victor are still there, which would confuse me because of everything that's been happening. Let me see if we have any comments in the chat. We have a couple more about Devon and Noah. Clex Amber's love. Yeah, Rachel, wishful thinking. But Noah straight up told him. Okay, interesting. Leslie, Monday he finds out Devon was awesome with both. Okay, so Devon, I guess that's a little bit of a spoiler. Devon does find out on Monday, it sounds like, that Tessa and Mariah shared a kiss. JS Dogfan, hey, Aaron, I didn't know that he finds out on Monday. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see Devon's reaction to that. JS Dogfan, Nikki and Victor always find their way back to each other. That's been going on since the 80s. Yeah, I'm just that old. Hey, it's okay. We get that every time the whole Nikki and Victor thing comes up. We always have people saying that Nikki and Victor always find their way back to each other. So I was told to expect that this time around. Okay, so let's kind of move on to JT and Victoria with some of our remaining time. The biggest thing to say with them is that Billy finds out that JT has moved in. He isn't too happy about it, but he lets it go because Victoria says she's happy. So then, JT, we kind of started to see that he was taking pills. And then at one point we saw a flashback, previously on Y&R, and we saw the scene where JT was electrocuted and that apparently the damage is done to his heart might be permanent. So they're saying basically what it looks like now is that JT has issues with his heart. I'm curious what they're going to do with that. I guess, is it going to be one of those situations where finally Victoria and JT are in a good place to be together and then JT ends up dying? I hope that's not the case, because they look like they're really happy together. But it kind of makes me worry knowing that he has to take these pills and that there was a hint that they might be causing, you know, mood swings. Taylor Jones says, I don't like JT and Victoria. You know what? I really wanted Billy and Victoria, but then after I saw how committed Billy was to Phyllis, I started to change my mind on that. So right now I'm all for JT and Victoria, but we'll see what happens. Clex Amber, don't know if anyone follows Cameron Mariah on Instagram, but she posted about how her show is trying to kill her because she has a page and a half of dialogue. Sounds promising. Interesting. That will be a good episode. Aaron Brody, how can you be in a relationship when you have divided feelings for someone else? I agree. And that's I don't know if we're talking about Mariah and Tessa and Noah here, but I think the same thing could be applied to Billy since we're kind of talking about that. It's pretty clear to me that he still has some lingering feelings for Victoria, especially when they shared that kiss over the summer. JS Dog Fan, the actor that plays JT and the actress that plays Victoria used to be married. Yes, I learned this last week. I think I even mentioned it on the show. They used to be married. They actually got divorced back earlier in 2017. And before, here's the thing, like the reason why I even looked this up is because I thought the chemistry between the actors was so good that I was like, yeah, I can believe that they were paired together. I wonder if they ever dated. And so I Googled it and I was like, oh my God, no, they didn't just date. They got married. And okay, can you imagine that you just got divorced from someone and you have to pretend to pretend to fall in love with them all over again and be in a committed relationship with them. And meanwhile, the character JT obviously is dealing with a divorce. So it just feels like it's number one, awkward, but number two, there's so many things that can be pulled from their real life situation, especially when JT is talking about his divorce from his wife. But JS Dog Fan, to finish his thought, or his or her thought, what do you all think? Chemistry? Yeah, I think chemistry, definitely. Taylor Jones, I saw an article hinting at JT being abusive to Reed, and that being, and that upcoming with the mood swings, I think that'd be interesting. Yeah, Clex Amber's love, more like awkward JS Dog Fan being married to someone, getting a divorce, and still having to act like you're in love. I don't know, man. Yeah, and the thing is, they do it so well. I was wondering if they were actually dating now because of how that good, like, the chemistry seemed to be between them. Aaron Brody, I heard a rumor that JT is dying from heart failure. Aw, man, that's what I'm worried about. Okay, so last thing for us to touch on tonight. Let's talk about Hillary and this really awkward double date situation that Phyllis set up with Hillary. Well, obviously Phyllis and Billy, and they invited Hillary with Robbie. And when they were like, oh, he's late, blah, 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 I didn't know who it was going to be. I wasn't sure if it was going to be someone who was going to be new to the show, like a new actor, or if it was someone that we knew already. And I was curious who it was going to be. And yeah, Robbie, I didn't expect that. I mean, I thought when we saw him, I was like, oh, well, he's really nice. So hopefully it does work out. But at the end of the day, Hillary was like, one, Hillary didn't feel the heat. But two, Hillary wants a baby. And Robbie obviously is not in that place. And that was so awkward for Billy to bring that up. I mean, I get what Billy was doing because he knew it was kind of, the date was more like an interview, more like because Hillary was trying to see if this is a guy who would have her children, basically. That's what she cared most about. When Hillary ends up having that conversation with Devon after she decides she's going to just get the artificial insemination and go that route, or not artificial, you know what I mean. So when Devon basically confronts, he sees the computer, he sees that she's looking for sperm donors, and he basically is asking her how she feels about raising a child without a father. and says that for him it was hard until he met, and I think he said Nick, that he had a hard life without a father figure. I almost thought Devon was going to ask if he could be the father figure and that he would donate his sperm for the situation. I wouldn't be surprised if that's what ends up happening. JS Dog Fan, I certainly wasn't expecting the date to be with Ravi. He's a sweet guy, too nice for Hillary. Yeah. Taylor Jones, I want Hillary and Devon. I agree. I want Hillary and Devon, too. Aaron Brody, watching Dina say goodbye felt like a reenactment of her walking out on the kids again like she did 30 years ago. That's what it felt like. It almost felt like she was using the lines verbatim. N says, for the most part, I'm intrigued at this possible Hillary pregnancy storyline. I know soon Devon and Hillary will get back together. Awesome. Leslie says, Philly and Hillary with Ravi was funny. Yeah, it was pretty funny, especially when Phyllis dropped the napkin and was like, give us a moment. And they like turned away and Billy and Phyllis, or, you know, Philly, were having this, you know, private conversation, which, how awkward is that? The date enough? I mean, the date enough already seemed like it was awkward. But the fact that Philly is going to turn around and like whisper things to each other, even more awkward and just something you don't do during a double date. Okay, so I think that pretty much covers everything. Let's take a look at some of the last final comments here. Aaron, I love Ravi. He needs more TV time. I definitely agree with that. I still can't get over what Ashley sort of did to him. JS Dogfan, I think Hillary will try to get pregnant from Devon, whether he knows it or not. Interesting. Clex Anvers Love says, anyway, Rachel, you can expect to see me on Facebook this week. Looking forward to the Tessaraya drama to come. Hopefully we can actually get somewhere positive. Yeah, and that is awesome. So anyone who's just tuning in now, I'm just going to, you know, if you want to go over to the Facebook page and like and follow, it's at Restless Rap. If anyone wants to comment on there, I check that throughout the week, and then I'll read any comments that you make there live on air when we have our next show. And I love Hillary and Phyllis's friendship. Aaron, JS Dog Fan, I heard Hillary gets pregnant by Jordan. Okay, that's interesting. I didn't expect that. We haven't seen him in a while. So, all right, let's get to our lol moment. The funniest moment, there were a couple with Gloria, but I especially loved the part where Phyllis races into the room and obviously Gloria is trying to stop her. And Gloria says, I tried to stop her, but as you know, your ex-wife can be a pushy broad. I laughed so hard. Gloria needs more screen time too. Her moments are hilarious. Clix Amber, love you AfterBuzz fam. See you next week, loves. Yes, that's Taylor. Gloria is a crack up. I definitely agree with that. So, on that note, thank you all in the chat for joining this week. Thank you for all the viewers. Again, my name is Rachel Goodman. You can find me on Instagram or Twitter at Rach Goodman or on Facebook at Rachel Ann Goodman. We also have our Restless Rap page at Restless Rap. I decided we needed a Ray Charles song for tonight. And this is in honor of Jack and the the words that Ashley had to say to him. So, in any case, thank you all for tuning in. We will see you next week. Thank you so much for joining.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Away, 'cause I'll be back on my feet someday. Don't care if you do.